KB4 CBA Mobile.
N0 TR Mobile with a tracker in his mouth.
You lost me on that last part there. Can you say the last part of that? Something in your mouth?
A cracker. Yeah, I just put a cracker in my mouth when you called. How you doing, Dave?
Well, I'm fine as a frog hair split three ways. How about yourself?
Frog hair split three ways. Well, I heard you going, I think, to Columbia the other day with the grandson, I believe. And how's he doing?
Charleston and MUSC have a pediatric building there. Every floor is a different specialty. It's real quite interesting. But he had a heart ablation. He was having SVTs, if you know what that is. Yeah, I'm not sure what that S stands for. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the other stuff. But anyway, they went in and had to go do like a calf kind of thing, heart calf. You go into the heart and shock it back into rhythm and, you know, do their thing. I don't know, they had to do something else. But anyway, it's all successful, and they're headed to Isle of Palms and for a couple of days. And I'm stuck at home putting up blinds, and then the tree guy comes tomorrow. He's cutting down my antenna trees.
That's wonderful, Dave. Is that atrial fibrillation? Is that what it is?
It's, oh, God. What do you call that thing? I don't know what SVT, ventricular tachycardia is. I don't know what the S stands for. I've been trying to figure that one out. I could probably look it up, but anyway. But, yeah, I really don't know much enough about it to talk intelligently about it. I didn't go to med school.
Tachycardia is what my dad had, and it's not good. It's an irregular heartbeat. But there's another one, I think they call it atrial fibrillation. I was thinking DJW had that. But that's wonderful that they can treat him for that down there. That's a pretty sophisticated name, and awesome.
Well, I've always been impressed with MUSC. We lived down there for 2.5 years on James Island, which is, the island you cross to get to Folly Beach. But anyway, I was at James Island Baptist Church. But anyway, the way they explain it is it's almost like he's got an area in his heart that he shouldn't have, and the blood gets in there and it can't get out, and so the heart starts beating faster, and it would get up to over 200 beats a minute, you know, and that's what the SVT stands for. And they feel like this procedure will take care of that.
What do you want to say, Bernice? Oh, Bernice asked if it was your grandson.
Our oldest daughter's son. And, she's divorced, so the husband was down there. And, oh, God, I'm not even going to get into it. But anyway, but I'm just glad everything turned out good for Jackson. that's the only person I was worried about. I wouldn't really worry too much about my daughter, and definitely wouldn't worry about my former son-in-law. And, you know, he shot himself, you know, ripped big time, but, you know, that's just who he is. And, but anyway, I've known him and his family. I watched him grow up, his sister, and yeah, but anyway, because they were in, I was minister of music at their church for 13 and a half years, so, you know, I know a lot of stuff I can't repeat, especially over the air. Anyway, I'm going to run. I'm sitting here in the driveway getting ready to pull in the garage, and I'm going to put up some blinds, unless you want to come over here and help me. But I'll have them up before you get over here. But y'all have a good day. And Bernice, keep that frying pan handy, and I'll talk to you later. Tom, always a pleasure. 73, and I'll stick around for your final. N0TRKB4CBA.
Okay. And that was Bernice. That's about the most you're going to get out of her. But we're thankful that everything turned out all right. And Dave, I'll give you the tip of the day from Tom. We all have in-laws, and we all have outlaws. So I know what you're talking about. take care. KB4CBA N0TR73.